Mantles is brought to you by Madrid Maintenance. Madrid Maintenance offers excellent handyman service in the Colorado Springs area, starting at just $45 an hour. You can reach them by phone at 719-963-2020 or online at facebook.com/Madrid Maintenance.
Enharmonic Studios. Enharmonic Studios is a hybrid digital analog facility designed to be quality and affordable to anyone who wants to make history. Call today 719-963-2020 or go to facebook.com/Enharmonic Studios.
From Enharmonic Studios. Streaming all over the world. It's your weekly dose of toxic masculinity.
Toxic masculinity.
With Eric Madrid and Trevor Lane. It's Man Tools.
Hello.
Phantom
everybody.
Power.
Phantom Power.
Phantom Power.
Not it's to be confused with the Phantom Menace.
Oh, worst. That's the worst.
This is the Phantom Power.
Dum 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 dum. Oh, copyright. Oh no. What's up, everybody?
Let's have some scenes of people walking.
Yeah. And we're gonna talk, stand in a circle.
In front of CGI backgrounds. Oh, look, they're walking again.
Look, it's Lord of the Rings.
All right. Yes, it is.
Jesus. Anyway, welcome to another show. We're sorry you're here. Nice to be you. But we're going to do it anyway.
Yes, we will.
Yeah, we're going to jump into it because my week was just work. Nobody wants to hear about it.
I'm getting to that age where, well, I've probably been at that age for a while, but I had a week long of nearly debilitating upper back, shoulder, neck pain that I'm pretty sure happened just because I slept wrong.
Welcome.
I could not point to any other cause. I'm just like, ow.
Wow. So, yeah, you're 40 plus shipping and handling, aren't you?
Yeah, almost 45.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
That's so, when it all falls to pieces.
Yep. That's
45 is in the rearview mirror, bud.
Yeah.
All right. Falls to pieces. Anyway. Well, that sucks. I can recommend, you know, a hot bath and a steam towel and some tampons if you want.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep. I did all of those things and I feel much better now.
Perfect. I'm bringing tampons to the job site because the guys are all bitching. I'm just gonna be
like, well, they are quite handy in a first aid kit.
Yeah. And if you suck or somebody in the nose.
Yeah. Particularly for that.
Or you're being a big crybaby and your mangina is just.
That as well, yes.
Going to town.
Yep.
Yeah. So. We don't like working 8-hour days. I know, sucks.
Yeah, well, we can do 10s.
We could do 15s. Let's get back to the old days. Oh, well, it is what it is.
I remember my dad talking about, he was an electrician for many, many years. And a number of those years he was with a union. And then towards the end, he was not with a union. And, typically, if you're at a union shop and they hold a vote about something, like that's how it fucking goes, right? Well, this non-union shop that he was at before he left, one of the reasons that he left was they kept having votes on, like, if there was a holiday, how should we handle it? Should we do 4-10s and then have the Friday off? And of course, everyone there would vote, yes, that sounds like a great idea. And then management would go, cool, we're going to do 5-8s and fuck you. And he was like, why do we bother having votes if you just ignore what we want and do your own thing?
We want to do anyway, you know?
Yeah.
The whole unlimited PTO.
Yeah.
It's not a thing.
No, it's not.
You don't get any when you have unlimited.
Or you just, I mean, conceivably, you can just not show up to work anymore and still get a paycheck, right?
Right.
No, I'm on PTO. No, I'm on why did I not get paid this week? I'm on PTO.
Unlimited PTO, you said. Unlimited PTO. Whatever.
Well, let's brighten things up with some bad news.
Let's do it. Love bad news.
Well, it's just the news, I guess, but not a lot of it is
call
great.
They should just call it fucked up shit.
Well, yeah.
And the local news is fucked up shit closer to you.
That's right, yeah.
Stuff yeah. you don't care about.
Right? All right, let's do it.
Feeling concerned about your current or upcoming retirement? Have you been working hard all of your life, yet still feel stressed about your financial future? Retirement accounts, return on savings and CDs offer insufficient assurance. Noble Gold is here to ease your worries. Protect your money and savings by buying gold. Why gold? Gold is tangible, and its value can't be controlled by the government. Gold is also the ultimate hedge against bank collapses or inflation. Why should you invest now? Central banks are already buying gold to protect their assets. And based on the history of stock market cycles, hyperinflation is just around the corner. What are your options? Sign up for a gold retirement account or make private purchases. It's a great step towards a financially secure future with our 20 years of combined experience and investments of $200 million in precious metals for our clients. Take control of your investments and ensure your future by contacting Noble Gold today.
Learn more at gold.mantoolsmedia.com.
All right, so we start with Florida. Governor DeSantis down there just signed a bill. I think this is probably good. They're calling it one of the most restrictive social media bans for minors, which is correct. However, I don't think that that's a bad thing. Basically, starting in January of 2025, if you are under the age of 14, it will be a crime in Florida for you to have a social media account. And they're like, well, what platforms will this affect? From what I understand, all of them. If it's anything that can be called social media, so TikTok, Facebook, Twitter,
good,
Instagram, YouTube.
It just sucks that the government has to do what parents should be doing anyway.
You are correct. Well, I find it odd because, well, maybe they've changed a bit, but I know I was going through some nonsense with the mother of my child because she had a Facebook account. She was like 12 or 13. And from what I recall, because I looked it up, I was like, Facebook doesn't let you have an account until a certain age. And she was not yet at that age by their own rules. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She shouldn't have had an account.
Interesting.
But yeah.
Yeah.
So let's see. Let's get some more details about this, shall we? Tallahassee, Florida. Florida will now have one of the country's most restrictive social media bans for minors if it withstands expected legal challenges under a bill signed by Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Monday. The bill will ban social media accounts for children under 14 and require parental permission for 14 and 15-year-olds. It was slightly watered down from a proposal DeSantis vetoed earlier this month, a week before the annual legislative session ended. The new law was Republican Speaker Paul Renner's top legislative priority. It takes effect January 1st. And here's a quote from somebody. A child in their brain development doesn't have the ability to know that they're being sucked into these addictive technologies and to see the harm and step away from it. Because of that, we have to step in for them. Should be the parents doing that, stepping in, but here we are. Renner said at the bill signing ceremony held at a Jacksonville school, The bill DeSantis vetoed would have banned minors under 16 from possible from popular social media platforms, regardless of parental consent. But before the veto, he worked out compromise language with Renner to alleviate the governor's concerns, and the legislature sent DeSantis a second bill.
Wow. You mean government in Florida is working the way it's supposed to?
You mean they do compromises and
wow,
stuff?
What yeah. the? They like, well, that's not going to fly. Let's try to make it different.
Yeah. Under 16, even without parental consent, seems a little, I don't know.
I got no kids. I got no dog in this fight other than stop sexualizing children. Stop. Man, I don't know. Stop making them grow up. And it is true. I've seen grown-ass adults just... I have two of them that work for me that are just addicted to whatever games they're playing or social media stuff.
They right.
can't put yep. it down. I'm like... I told him, all right, phone's on the stairs. Like, you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't. I turn the ringer off.
Have to get a couple of Yonder bags or something.
Yeah, seriously. Like,
it's locked up. You can go back to the truck.
They're in the truck.
And by the way, you're off the clock while you're doing that.
You get all distracted. I sent I just made a list of things we have to get done. When I see him standing around, I go, what's on the list?
Yeah, what's left?
Fucking
what's still left?
That's what I'm checking. Like, I bet you are.
See, what you need to do is start sharing your list on whatever they're on, Facebook or TikTok or something. Do a TikTok video of the tasks for the day.
List for you today. It's funny. I noticed doing that, though, this week. Shit got done. What's on the list? I just yell from the other room. What's on the list? I don't hear anything moving.
Well, that's like years ago. I tried this when Abby was kind of little, and it worked. Maybe we'll bring it back. But we had an I'm bored jar.
I'm bored.
So she said, I'm bored. There was a jar with, I believe we used poker chips or something like that, and just wrote chores down.
Yeah.
And
it
was like, okay, clean the bathroom. Are you still bored? I'm bored. No, I'm not. No,
I'm bored. I like that. That's a good one.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Moving on to news from Argentina and another controversial law, although I think a little more controversial.
They're just Southern Floridians, Floridians.
Kind of. Well, we've talked about the new president down there, Milei, and all of the cutting of government programs that he's done. A candidate that is aligned with him, although I believe this person is running for whatever their version of Congress is, parliament or whatever the fuck, has proposed. Now this is interesting. This seems to be the most balanced headline that I've seen, because a lot of other headlines word it. They don't mention the punctured condom for one thing. And I guess I should read it for benefit of the audio listeners. In Argentina, Milei candidate promises fathers will not have to pay child support if mother has punctured condom. Many of the other headlines from kind of, I would call, I guess, more mainstream than this El País publication, words it that men will be able to get paper abortions, just not support children.
We can't put the word condom in an American.
Well, here's what I was kind of surprised by, because it used
bad naughty words.
It used the word paper abortions, and I was like, are abortions legal down there? I mean, they're super Catholic in South America, so I'm not sure. But anyways, the far left Libertad Avanza party, which I believe is Malay's. I'd love it. I find it hilarious, depending on the policy. You'll see publications that call him a super right fascist.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess that did say far right. I thought for some reason I read far left. Far right Libertad Avanza party is also in favor of legalizing the sale of organs. Okay. The free use of weapons. Yep. And repealing the country's 2020 abortion law, which I don't know what that is. Let's see. The far-right party led by Javier Milei intends to take back significant social rights I love that. Take back social rights. The most recent is a mother's right to receive child support. Not the child's right to be supported.
Yeah.
The mother's right to receive child support. Parents must cover the expenses of a child's needs, such as food, education, health, housing, and clothing, among others, until they reach the age of majority. But Lilia Lemoine, probably butchering that, a lawmaker candidate for Malaysia's Libertad Avanza, or Freedom Advances Party, says that if elected, she will put forward a law that offers fathers the option to renounce their parental rights and the obligation to pay child support. The proposal has been unanimously criticized by Argentina's other political parties. Now, I've posited that as long as abortion is legal, child support should be voluntary. If one parent or potential parent, because I guess if you do an abortion, you're not a parent. But if one can just decide this isn't for me, why can't the other? I mean, if we're going to have fairness and equality and all these wonderful things, let's have fairness and equality and all these wonderful things. And it sounds like this is what that would do.
Huh. Why is that not fair everywhere? Anyway, I digress.
Let's see. I wanted to get into, it doesn't seem fair to me. This is a quote from her, that a man has to take financial responsibility for a child until they are 18 when he didn't want to have them, that's the argument about having abortions. If they're not prepared and whatever. Lemoine said in a radio interview on Tuesday, the bill that she plans to present gives women 2 weeks to notify the father that they are pregnant, which, by the way, in a lot of states in the U.S., a woman can come to you when the child's 14 and go, now you owe me 14 years worth of money.
this is where it gets really good. The woman is what? Lemoine?
Sure.
The bill she plans to present gives women 2 weeks to notify the father that they are pregnant. Quote, the woman, when she finds out that she is pregnant, has 15 days to notify the father, and the father can decide if he is going to be responsible for the child or not. Lemoine, who was Millet's makeup artist before being placed on the electoral list, that's one way to get into office,
yeah,
defends the initiative by resorting to an urban legend that she says, women poke holes in condoms before having sex in order to get pregnant.
That's and, not
quote, real guys in.
I mean, I don't think it happens very often, but it is definitely not just an urban legend. There are women that do that. And then she also had no qualms about describing women who have abortions as murder. So it sounds like her position is similar to mine, since abortion's legal.
We need to find this chick.
Financial abortion should be legal.
Right. Yeah. Lemoine. Who is a, not only was she the makeup artist for Malay before she became, got on the electoral list, she's also a social media influencer and cosplay figure.
Hmm.
Yeah, look her up. Maybe that'll be a testosterone booster. Former makeup artists turned legislators still cosplaying. That's going to be a really niche market, bro.
Well, I find this line interesting too. When asked about cases where men don't use protection, Lemoine said that this qualified as rape.
What?
If the man is not using protection and the woman realizes, and I don't quite get that. So only if she finds out that it is rape. She files a complaint and takes a morning after pill.
Wow. So is it a law to wear you have to wear a condom?
Well, no, I think what they're getting at is if you go, okay, I've got this condom on, you know, if you say I'm going to wear protection and then raw dog,
yeah,
because you've used some kind of deception, that falls into rape, I guess. God,
this is all such hearsay.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know enough about the Argentine legal system, but I agree with the premise on its face.
Yeah,
that apparently abortion is legal down there. In which case, I've always said, well, if a woman has a right to choose, why doesn't a man? You know. So
there we are.
Yes, there we are.
There we are.
And then a little closer to home, right up the road in Denver, I need to read this out what this guy is. So an official in Denver was caught on tape begging illegals to leave, illegal immigrants, of course. Denver newcomer liaison, because that's the new parlance. You can't even call them undocumented migrants now. They're newcomers.
No, they're illegal aliens.
You are correct. Yes. But if you want to keep your job in a sanctuary city like Denver, you're a newcomer liaison.
You're a newcomer.
But he basically said, we'll take you anywhere you want to go. Just leave Denver. Yeah. So check this out.
Oh, yeah. They tried to do that one time with us a while back. Deport all of those dudes down here to Colorado Springs.
But I mean, you can't call yourself a sanctuary city and then see that's a disastrous policy and go, we'll
take
opportunities are over. That's Andres Carrera, political director for Denver Mayor Mike Johnston.
New York gives you more. Chicago gives you more. So I suggest you go there where there is a longer term shelter. There are also more job opportunities.
Carrera is Denver's so-called newcomer communications liaison. That means that he meets the busloads of new arrivals. The city says this group got here on March 26, sent up by Texas's Republican Governor Greg Abbott. He warns them the jobs, the resources, the opportunities have already gone to the 40,000 migrants who came to Denver before that.
We have received too many migrants, and that is why we ran out of resources. Now look, we are not going to block you if you want to stay here. I am not here to block, so you're not going to make me leave. I'm here to let you know that your path is not over. If you stay here, you are going to suffer even more, and I don't want to see
this. Parents listen quietly as children play on the floor. As Denver tells these families that have sometimes walked from one continent to another, that they just have to keep moving, but they don't have to walk. Denver will buy them a bus ticket.
God damn.
Your path is not ended. Your path is not ended. That you travel a little more. You don't have to walk anymore. We can buy you a free ticket. You can go to any city. We can take you up to the Canadian border. As long as you become someone else's problem.
As long as you're somebody else's problem.
Good. Holy shit.
God.
And I mean, this just illustrates the absurdity of something like a sanctuary city policy. Uh-huh. Which, I mean, the illegal immigration issue is kind of complex. On the one hand, I agree with a lot of libertarian people who are like, well, if we didn't have a welfare state, this wouldn't be a problem. Sure. Which thing is easier to fix? Closing the border or not having a welfare state? I think it's going to take us a longer time to get, and I think both should happen, at least temporarily. And sure, once we're not a welfare state, if that's an achievable thing, then by all means, leave the border open, because those people can only drain the resources the market can bear, just like anyone else. And then they will go back home, you know, or whatever.
Wow. Yeah. Just come on over.
But as long as there's like handouts and shit.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
It's going to just keep getting worse.
Yep. And if they're going to steal our tax money to provide these things, they should provide them to people from here first, you know, or maybe not even first.
Period.
They don't necessarily need to provide, you know,
when we
let's,
can get,
let's worry about us, you know,
we can get our veterans in to see a doctor within a month,
yeah,
2 months, 6 months, we can get them all sorted out.
Yep.
When that thing's all flowing,
then we can be sanctuary places.
Maybe we can start, you know, doing a bunch of other stuff, but let's get that on track first.
Yeah.
That's, you know, let's worry about the mental health / homeless / drug problem at home. And like, let's get that under control. And then we're going to have more people to help these people.
Yeah.
Like if we help, just is what it is.
Yep. All right. Up next, we've got some cool stuff. So we'll be back in two with that.
The 1830s saw botanist Peter Korthals dive deep into the world of kratom, revealing its ancient significance. Decades later, in the 1960s, science spotlighted kratom with Smith, Klein, and French labs exploring a patent of kratom alkaloid. By 2014, the community's voice grew louder, leading to the birth of the American Kratom Association. 2016 was tumultuous. The DEA leaned towards a ban, but facing an unprecedented public outcry and questionable claims by the FDA, they were compelled to rethink by year's end. By 2018, the winds shifted. NIDA invested $3.5 million in kratom research, and by 2019, Utah blazed the trail, pioneering consumer protection. Several states have since followed. Kratom's journey saw a beacon of hope in October of 2023 with the introduction of the Federal Kratom Consumer Protection Act. From historical roots to evolving legislations, Kratom's journey remains a beacon of resilience and transformation.
Learn more from Top Extracts, kratom.mantoolsmedia.com.
So we've always said, you know, German engineering. German engineered.
Yeah.
I will say those, you know,
Mercedes.
Those HT60s.
BMW.
We had to drive around, you know, those things were super nice. Super, super nice. They were engineered really well. They were
Husqvarna.
Comfortable.
Isn't that a German company? Husqvarna?
Yeah, I think so. Anyway, but there was, it's no wonder they lost the war because super comfortable. And kind of made you lazy.
Well,
said the weird thing.
How's this for German engineering? And I think this is like a engineers got talent type of thing.
Oh, God.
it is some kind of reality contest TV with inventions and
Alrighty.
So it's a mold for ice.
Ice nimmt man dann raus.
Yep, he pulls it out.
Und das passt dann perfekt.
And it's perfect.
And it sits on your beers.
And it sits right on top of a rack of beers.
Guy just lost his mind. The judgment, yep.
Perfection.
Perfection.
I'd like to see Mercedes-Benz try that. All right, and then we have this fella. This is great. So in the age of identifying as whatever you want, this is what you get. Sorry, I want to turn that down because this is going to be a lot louder.
Oh, boy.
This is a queer fat club.
I'm queer and fat.
Okay, thank you for...
Did you see that guy? So, check it out.
Joining. We're just...
In her face, she's just laughing.
Okay.
Do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, Joe?
Yeah, my name's Joe. I go by he, they, and I identify as 275 pounds.
Okay.
I feel like Jay's kind of making fun of me, though. I know it's kind of a shock. I know. Kind of a new thing.
I'm just, drunk.
Do what?
I said I apologize.
Oh, no, you're good.
Are you comfortable leaving the group at the moment?
Why?
I'm not understanding why you're joining the group.
This is the queer and fat group now.
Yeah.
That's me.
That's what I came here for.
Okay. And you said you identify as fat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. This is just for fat-bodied people.
Yeah, I understand. I identify as a fat-bodied person.
I'm not understanding where you're coming
from. Are you guys comfortable with me here? I mean, I'm pretty chill on my end.
I'm not comfortable, no.
Can we take, like, a vote?
Can we take, like, a...
I love when people like them, they reap what they sow with this stuff. Uh-huh. Well, I identify as this.
And you have to accept me now because...
And I'm playing by your rules, so... These are the rules, right?
That means you're racist. Good times. Good job, bud.
All right.
Well played, sir.
And I know this is cool stuff, but I wanted to get this in here. I guess this could be cringe or cool. Maybe we'll change the name of the subject.
Okay.
But anyways, I guess this is supposed to be presenting millennials doing stuff, and it has to be the most cringy thing I think I've ever seen.
Make sure we play it, though.
Oh, yes. Let's get it up.
Get it up.
Get it up.
We're getting it up. All right, lady.
We're going to get some
millennial.
I'm so excited. By we, of course, I'm referring to me and my hubsters. Me thinks I might get some French toast.
Are millennials actually this fucking weird? I mean, she looks like she's in that age, right? Sure. Roughly.
Perhaps some scrambled eggies. Approaching restaurant.
So I want to point out there was a human man that she was walking with. So I feel for your fellas if you're dealing with this, if you're in that age group, if this is your dating pool. And this is it, yeah.
You got a little something.
Film me.
Does anybody else still have their maple syrup and their bacon?
Yeah, we've been doing that forever. Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
That's tomato soup. Like, this is their TikTok. This is what passes for entertainment. I mean. All right, next man tools. We're going to do it all in the style of millennial. Welcome, welcome. We got some beeries. Got some beeros. Hey. Got some beeros. Come on, Trevi Trev.
I don't think I could keep that up. And I guess my question is this a, is she pointing out absurdity and irony? or is this legit? Like, this is how at least she is and apparently views the rest of her generation as.
All right, let's do it next week.
I don't know.
We're Mantooly. Mantool time.
Well, if we were going to do that right, I would need to redo all of the bumpers.
I mean, they don't work anyway.
they're not working today.
They're not working anyway. Many tool time.
Oh my goodness,
we're going to have some beers.
Very strange. All right. And then I wanted to get into this. So here's the thing. I'm going to bring it up in a second. But obviously they're doing something wrong, and I've never done a roof, so I don't know what's wrong with what's going on. But I get the guy is like, so you're training your kids to do the shit wrong.
Right. Do you know what fenestration means?
No.
It's how water gets into somewhere.
Okay. All right.
So if you're going to put a shingle on and then lap it so that this one's underneath.
I got you.
And lap it.
I didn't notice that part.
Underneath.
Right.
On the shingle pattern. Mm-hmm. That way you don't have water coming in at every single
right. It
nail
runs.
Hole.
It runs. It'll
run over the top of the shingle.
I got you.
There.
I get it now.
There you go.
But I didn't have the presence of mind to notice this. I'm like, they're apparently really fucking.
Yes, this is bad. Okay. Now I want to say, I watch a lot of dumb shit on the internet. And aside from our show, I don't laugh at dumb shit at the internet. Like, I laugh at our show because we're funny as hell. Funny,
laughy, laughy.
Giggles, guffaws. I was more gay than millennial. Sorry, gay people.
Is there a difference?
There is. There totally is. Totally is. Somebody gave me shit one day. They're like, oh, you got a little latent homosexuality coming out? What? I have good hygiene and I like to dance? Like, what's wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah, what the fuck?
It's a problem.
He didn't want to say to that. I was like, fuck. So anyway, I laughed so hard at this gag.
All right.
Okay. I couldn't help it. I died. I LOL'd.
Teach your kids a skill, guys. Teach them on the roof. It's a beautiful day for it.
What the fuck?
I love this old guy.
Same kind of guy. Put screen door on the submarine.
Wait
probably
for it.
Collects water with an onion sack. Oh, this is more fucked up than a soup sandwich. People, please.
A soup sandwich.
So he's, I'm guessing he was in the army because that was a huge, boy, you're more ate up than a soup sandwich is what they would say when someone's uniform looked like shit.
Yeah, dude, it was a soup sandwich. I'm looking, I was like, oh God, all of that came back. Like it hurt.
Yeah.
Just seems like, what the fuck? Like, this is so bad. Yeah, every one of them holes is gonna dribble. Give it
that
6 months.
Sucks.
Give it 6 months. Everyone, once that granulation comes off of them shingles, it's just gonna good time.
Well, anyway,
what do we got next?
We got some pissing us off.
Ooh.
We haven't done that in a while.
We have not.
So let's get angry.
Okay. My neighbors.
Fuck off, you son of a bitch.
Hey, it showed the end. Did you see that?
I did.
All right. Well, this week, what's pissing at least me off is the Department of Justice.
Good old DOJ. Dodge.
Which includes the FBI for a couple of things. Now, I'm going to show one video. I saw another video of something very similar on Twitter, and I couldn't find it. I really wanted to show both. But anyways, we start in Oklahoma, where some people claiming to be FBI agents, as you'll see in the video, they get very, they don't want to have their credentials photographed, which badges like that, it's not like I have a badge to get into a secure area.
Yeah.
It's not the same thing.
No.
The law enforcement badges like that, there shouldn't be any issues with this lady taking a picture of it, but they're feds and dicks. So, but to give you a little background, the FBI came to the home of this woman in Oklahoma to question her about, as the headline calls it, pro-Palestine social media posts after they were flagged by Facebook. And here's the part that really concerns me. So Facebook said, this is a problem on our platform. And the FBI went, we got it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we got you. I read this book. What was it called? It was a number.
1984. Yeah. So, oh, and by the way, well, she'll kind of explain it. You see her running out of the door, and this is because they, in a minute, she'll be like, I need to see your badge. And they're like, we already showed you. So apparently when they first showed up, they did show her, yeah. But she's like, no, I said I need to run inside. And she went inside and got her phone, so she did video. And she's like, I didn't really get a look.
Don't go outside your house. Ah, shit.
Can we just move in front of the house so the dogs don't go crazy?
Yes, that's also a mistake because now they can arrest you without a warrant.
Identify yourself and let me take imagery of your IDs.
They're like, no.
Tells our
so you said you were with the FBI? And why won't you show me your credentials? I didn't take a look at them. I said, 1 second, I'll be right back. Are you going to show me your credentials or no?
Yeah, we did already.
So
what
we'd like to
I didn't look at your credentials again. I didn't verify them. I told you to wait, and I went inside.
Okay, that's correct. What we'd like to do is just have a conversation with you. About
and I love this. He's just bowled that's, over. That's great. Fuck you. We're moving on.
Yeah.
So he says, we want to talk to you about some social media posts that you made.
No, I would not. I would like you to later talk on with my lawyer. Do you have identification cards? No, no. I'll get back to you.
Okay. All right. You might have your attorney contact the FBI office. Oh, you're so full of shit. What's you're so full of shit.
What are the names of the agents? I'll
Google it for you. So here's why I tend to think this is legit, that they really are FBI agents. For one thing, it's a group. It would be hard. It's easy to go out on your own and go, I'm going to go fuck with people and say I'm an FBI agent. But to get a group to play along and follow kind of the Fed script as well would be difficult.
They just don't want to show.
Using to identify yourselves. Again, I did not take a look.
Ask the right question. You should actually also know that.
Okay. Also, here's the thing. You don't have business cards?
Yeah, you always have business cards. You always do.
Like, even if you won't show the credential, yep, here's a business card that says,
here's all the
I'm, you know, Agent Fuckface.
And if you're Agent Fuckface and you're there, you're not referring to somebody back in the office. You're the one having right. your own point on this.
Well, so what they tell her is, they'll get to it in a second, but they're like, you just have to give your name and they'll know who to put you in touch with.
No, that's not how it works.
Well, it might if they've got like a file on this.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? You are the guys. You're there. You're running point.
But they will not. They won't say.
In the most lackadaisical.
Okay.
No, I bet so you. I'll tell you what. You look up the daily dress code for.
Well, you can't FBI arrest me for freedom of speech. We live in America.
Yeah, and exactly. So they seem pretty bummed about that too. To we can't arrest you for what you said.
Exercising my freedom of speech.
No, you don't.
Okay. Here's another thing that's disturbing. So you confront people about Facebook posts every day,
all day long. All day long.
Well, that isn't what my tax dollars. Well, to be honest, my tax dollars shouldn't be going to something like the FBI. The FBI is. I've mentioned this before. It should be called the Framing and Blackmail Institute because that's what they've done from the beginning. Since J. Edgar Hoover the faggot founded it to get dirt on everybody else so that he could prevent his dirt from being exposed.
Read a book. Read history books. Oh, that whole safety
keep
thing.
Keep everybody safe.
Not only that, but I...
So do you know what? Have a conversation with everybody on the neighborhood?
Do you have information?
I mean, all I've done is exercise my right.
Tell me about your neighbor.
On a public social media platform with my personal opinions. Correct? Okay. Most of the individuals...
You get off my lawn.
Right? In America, especially older generation, right? Have Facebook. Are you questioning all the citizens in America?
We would if we had to. Okay, fuck you.
You wouldn't. About my personal opinions. I'm definitely not going to have a talk with you. Thank you for your time this morning, and feel free to reach out to us. Okay, they're so-called FBI.
So-called. Yeah, there's no way. No, I don't think so. No, all right.
I don't know.
Look at the license plate. Please, please, please. Because you have to have a government. That is not a... No. I mean, no. Look at the license plate. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Is that a Fed? Fed plates. No.
No.
Just regular jack-offs.
Interesting. I don't know,
this
man.
This is Rola Abdeljawad in Stillwater, Oklahoma. Get him, Rola.
So I guess here's the thing. So this is either... I guess there are two possibilities. Either these are legit feds who got told by Facebook about this lady and are doing what they said that they're doing. Or then here's why I find something else hard to believe. Or Like, what are they then? Are they from Facebook? Are they feds that are more covert than the FBI? Are they, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's very something very strange going on here, though.
Are they a bunch of dudes that live across town that saw her post and went to go fuck with her?
I don't know. Like I said, it's harder to get a group to do that, though. It's easy for, like, yeah. I want to do that.
I mean, nah, man. I mean, if you and I rolled up, if we wanted to do it, we could roll up and do that pretty quick.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
We'd also wear suits.
And we'd film it because we would want to have the funny content. Yeah, we would have the funny content. So I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know. It's very strange.
We're with the BMI.
And then.
Except I'd be wearing a hat that said FBI, Federal Boob Inspector.
Female Body Inspector.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Like,
And then we have, you remember a while back when Ashley Biden's diary.
Yeah.
Was found in a house. Shortly after her brother's laptop was abandoned at a repair shop. Well, apparently the DOJ doesn't understand that when you leave something somewhere for a certain amount of time, it's not yours anymore. So they're trying to go after this lady that owned the house who found the diary as a thief.
No.
That she stole it. Yeah, the Justice Department on Tuesday asked a New York district judge to sentence the woman who stole, I love how they say these as fact, who stole first daughter Ashley Biden's diary. You mean found it?
Who allegedly stole?
Well, she's been found guilty. So I guess now they can get away with saying, oh, you did. You were found guilty of it. So you stole it. Jesus. To 4 to 10 months in prison for the crime. Also, here's something weird.
Not 25 years?
Well, why is a regular person's, I mean, I get Ashley Biden is not quite a regular person, but like, how do I word this? Why is this instance of what at the worst is like petty theft being handled by the fucking DOJ and made into literally a federal case? Shouldn't this have been, I don't know where this lady's from. The case is happening in New York, but my assumption has to be that there must be some crossing of state lines for the feds to get involved in this. Why isn't it just the local cops going, we think you stole this chick's thing?
Well, all right. Having dealt with New York police, they're like, fuck that. That's not even a thing.
Well, sure.
Yeah. They're like, fuck that. That's not it. No.
But here's my thing. The only reason the feds are getting involved in this is because it's the president's daughter and there are embarrassing passages in that diary about the showers and such. A, if it wasn't the president's daughter, they wouldn't be involved. And B, if it was just my dad's a wonderful guy, they wouldn't be involved. But it's A, the president's daughter, and B, my dad would take showers with me.
Up until I was 35.
So this is what's pissing me off about the DOJ and the FBI.
Just reaffirming our disdain for
and our distrust and our
general lack of faith in them.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was fun.
Yeah. Well, let's finish up with some with the week in his story.
All right. You guys get ready to see a blank screen.
Smith and Bradley watches are designed to serve. Our watches are crafted to serve you a lifetime and then some. We believe a watch should be worn and shouldn't break no matter how tough the situation. So we do things a little differently. We build watches to last, quality materials and quality design. We build them in America to do things right. We include a lifetime warranty, our unbreakable guarantee, with every watch. Tactical men need tactical watches, and that's who we're here to serve. Hard-working, long-wearing watches for all.
Shop now at smithandbradley.mantoolsmedia.com.
Comes to his end in the gutter. Fitting climax to a life.
It bursts into flesh. Get it started. It's fire at its height.
Alrighty, April 4th. Well, let's see. We start this week in history with today, April 4th, 1968. The Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. is assassinated in Memphis, Tennessee. This shot is at the location where it happened, although obviously sometime before. I'm not sure how long, but yeah, there he is with Jesse Jackson, and I don't know who those other two guys are. But yep. And there's some, you look into that. That's another one where there's some weird, like they had reserved a room that didn't come out to the street like that. And then that was changed by his people.
Yeah.
Some shenanigans. That's a, you know, shenanigans. Maybe some DOJ types.
Wasn't the FBI involved?
Being involved, I don't know. Let's see, April 5th, 1614. Pocahontas marries English colonist John Rolfe.
Pocahontas? Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
Greatest ad lib line in television history. Yes, I do.
This is, of course, after what was the guy's name?
John.
John. Yeah, but John Smith?
Sure.
John Snow. Who's the guy that came and married her for, not married, I guess, pagan married, Indian married her. You know what I mean?
Yeah. John Snow.
I don't remember his name, but anyways. Yep. Let's see, April 6th, 1924. Four planes leave Seattle on the first successful flight around the world. And there you see, this was a couple, this picture that's up was a few months later. They were coming into New York, I think it says. Anyways, yep, it's pretty cool. Fly around the world for the first time.
Not the nonstop.
I don't believe so. No. I believe they not the nonstop. Landed.
This was a refueling. This was an excuse to go drink beers with your buddies. Road trip of all road trips. It wasn't a road trip.
That's right. Let's see. April 7th, 1896. What we know now is the modern Olympics begin with in Athens with eight nations participating, as opposed to how they did it way back in the day where only Greeks were allowed to come and they did everything naked.
And then they came
as
again.
You see, it's a bunch of dressed people.
It would be so much more interesting to watch. Especially them ice skaters. Shrinkage is a thing. I was in the pool.
Ooh, and if you fall and slide.
I would watch the Olympics.
Let's see. April
burn on your woohoo.
April 9th. We skip a day because there was nothing important on the 8th.
Nothing happened?
Not that I found interesting. Let's see, April 9th, 1865.
Yes.
General Robert E. Lee surrenders to Union General Ulysses S. Grant at Appomattox Courthouse, Virginia.
And to what the painting looks like, it was like Ocean's 11 standing around.
Well, I think there's a, I don't know, are they at, they're apparently signing some kind of agreement, and maybe there's a point of contention. Now we get to keep owning them, right?
Yeah.
They're like, no. The whole point of this was no.
No. They're like, here, let me get your chair. And everybody the north is like just
And then finally, April 10th, 1971, the American tennis table turner, American table tennis team arrives in China.
You're an asshole. You're an asshole.
Of course, there's their star player, Mr. Forrest Gump. That was a real thing. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it happened. Yeah. Sure. You're such a dick. It's good stuff. You're a Daffy Duck. All right. You know what, buddy? You're my Daffy Duck.
Thank you.
Couldn't imagine doing this without you.
No.
I don't know how the buttons work.
Well, I can show you.
It's like pouring a gallon into a shot glass here.
Let's see. What kind of music you want for the end?
I don't know. Epic.
Epic. All right.
We're going epic.
Let's do it.
Is it epic?
We'll see in a second if it ever loads.
See this over here.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you are not a Locals member, you should be a Locals member. You get extra shit. It's cool.
That's right.
Man Tools at the Movies, Police State Part 2, which was fucking heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And like hurt my feels. And I had a long conversation with the babe after that because I was like, I literally had to go debrief.
Yeah.
After that. Like, I couldn't talk to you about it. And like, stand outside because like we just had both dealt with it.
Right. Yeah.
I had to go debrief with the babe because. Whoo! What a movie! Watch that on our Locals members. Please join up. It's pretty easy to do. Go to mantoolsminions.locals.com. Join up. It's $3 a month, and you get a month free if you use the code support free speech. Our merch, our man tools merch, is available for you anywhere you want to wear it. If you're out and about wearing a man tools shirt, I will definitely give you a high five and then laugh at you because. I would think it's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I would giggle. You can get all of our merch at merch.mantoolsmedia.com. Get free shipping if you're in our Facebook group, 20% off if you're a Locals member. So join up. It's at $3 a month. You can get cool mugs, get cool stuff like these.
That's right.
Awesome stuff. I actually dig it. We use it. We use the things that we endorse.
I got to buy. I was just looking at this the other day. Our whiskey label shirt. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna pull it up because I need to have one of these in my life. I decided
it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Speaking of stuff we like to use, thank you to all of our sponsors. I am moon godding right now, almost as always. It's the best. It's the best. Check out Moongada. Check out all of our sponsors, please. At sponsors.mantoolsmedia.com. Thank you for watching and/or listening wherever you intake your podcasts. In your ear holes or in your eye holes or I don't know, direct inject, whatever you got to do. We're on the web at mantoolsmedia.com, links.co/mantoolsmedia. Here comes the shirt.
I have to show it.
Oh, it's so good. It's old number two, which is funny because number two means poop.
Old number two brand. Yep.
Yep. Well, it's so good. It's just so good. It's so good.
Yeah, and you know, it's I think that one, I'm very proud of that one because I think it's done well enough where you walk by somebody and for a second they'll be like, "Is that a Jack Daniel's t-shirt?" and they'll be like, "Oh wait. No, that's something else." What is that?
Honestly, we should just start our own whiskey brand too.
I would be down.
All right, let's do it. You heard it here tonight. It's not April Fool's Day, so we're actually going to try and do that, and we'll make that the label. It'll be awesome.
Man Tools hold number two.
Hold number two. So fun. Thanks for watching and or listening. It's been a pleasure. It's always fun. It's good to hang out with you, dude.
Yeah.
Yep. Have some beers, talk some shit. It's the best. Yeah. It's the best Thursday nights. I can't think of anything else, so.
That's it. All right. We'll see you next week. Good night, everybody.